another midweek mini. We are so glad you're here. We are Mary Ellen and Joe, and we are excited to teach you today about some of our favorite tools to use online for finding partner redemptions. This means finding those airline deals that you're looking for with your points, finding a great hotel room for your points. We're going to give you some of the resources that we use to find those great unicorn seats, you know, the business class seat that you somehow snag for 35,000 miles, you know, or even 50 or 60,000 miles. Those are really great deals, and we're going to tell you how to find them.
First, I just want to give you an example of why these search tools are so important. A lot of people who are new to the points and miles game don't realize that these exist, and I get questions on Instagram and my DMs all the time trying to find certain routes or seats, and they seem to think that I just have all of the knowledge in my head, which of course there is stuff to know. It is important to know who's partners and what alliances there are, but there are tools that help you comb through all of this stuff based on which currency you have. I had someone DM me asking me for help getting from Kansas City to New York, and she had a couple of specific currencies and was not sure how to use them, and I was able to walk her through using a tool to search and also explaining to her, well, okay, you could fly this Delta flight, but you could book it through Virgin Atlantic. Look how cheap this points price is. That's a combination of knowing the knowledge of the partnership, but also using the tools to rank these for you, to give you a list, to give you a place to start. These are really, really important. This is kind of the first thing that you should learn how to do in your points and miles journey once it comes to redeeming points. Or even before you've earned points, play around with one of these and try to figure out which currencies you might want to go for based on where you might want to go. I actually did that first. I spent a lot of time on points, figuring out where I could fly for a cheap amount of points that I wanted to visit. And that gave me some direction on which currencies that I wanted to start stockpiling in order to pay for these.
Yeah, I always think reverse engineering your trip makes a lot of sense. There are so many great travel rewards cards out there. People message us all the time. Someone just sent me one that says, hey, we have the opportunity to go to South Africa for something next year. Which card do you recommend? And so my questions back to them, well, what airport are you going to be flying out of? Let's do a search, see which airlines go from the airport that you want to go, have to South Africa, whether you're going to Cape Town, Johannesburg, wherever you're going, match it up and then reverse engineer which card gets you to those transfer partners. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to dig into these tools that some are a little more beginner friendly, some are more intermediate, experts tend to like them. So Joanna, let's start with beginners. Let's give your favorite for anybody, but especially for beginners. What is your favorite search tool for airlines?
Yeah, I find Points to be an awesome beginner option because their free version can do a lot for you. I think it's pretty easy to learn when you're just starting out. There's not a learning curve hardly at all. It's really, really easy to understand. And my favorite tool that you can play around with on their site is called the Daydream Explorer. And what is fun about this is that if you are looking to fly somewhere in Europe, you're not really sure when, you're not even maybe sure which airport you want to leave from because you're open to what's called a positioning flight, which means flying somewhere domestically to give yourself a better starting location for a cheaper points deal, you can look at a list of incredible options. You can say, I'd like to leave from the Midwest United States, and I'd like to go to Europe, and any of these 2 months during the summer is great. Tell me what my options are. And it will give you a fantastic list of places that you can go. And then you can start to pare that list down with the filters. So you can say, well, I only have Chase and Amex points, so I only want to see those. Or I have American Airlines points, so I only want to see American Airlines flights. Or oh, I only want to pay a max of $100 in taxes and fees per person. Don't show me anything above that. And I just find it to be a really fun way to get yourself inspired, but also to see what's out there and what is available. And then if you're looking for something more specific, you go to their tool that's called a live search. And that's where you can really hone in on something specific. I want to go from St. Louis to London on, you know, in this 4 or 5 days, I have this currency, and that will give you a better idea of what's actually available for that small window of time. So you have to be careful. You don't want to use the Daydream Explorer for like a very specific need, because I have noticed that it really doesn't show the right result. It might tell you that there is nothing, and then you go to the live search and you plug in something specific and it comes up. So a lot of people who have been in this game for a while are not big fans of Poinsettia because it's very simplistic. It does not get as into the weeds as a lot of the other options, but I really do find that it's one of the easiest ways for beginners to start into the searching tools.
Yeah, I think it's fun. The Daydream Explorer is such a fun tool. I love just going in there. Like you said, you can literally put the whole United States is where you want to leave from, or you can put specifically United States Southeast if you're flying out of the Southeast, wherever you're flying from, and then put Europe and just see what happens, see what pops up. It's super fun. I've enjoyed Poinsettia. I've gotten a little more annoyed as they have more and more like ads popping up. I don't know. Probably since it first started, came on our radar, I now like it probably a little less just because of those things. But overall, it's fast. It's a great place to start your search. Yeah, I think two thumbs up for giving Poinsettia a try. It's definitely a tool, one of the options. Sometimes people check multiple of the sites that we're going to give you today. You know, compare, do a couple searches on a number of the sites, and then you're going to take it back to the airline specifically and search there.
Okay, so now we're going to pivot to a little bit more of our intermediate expert option. This does seem to be the reigning favorite, I think, for all points and miles people, and that is Seats.Aero.
Oh my goodness. It's like a cult favorite. You know how movies, they have 90s movies, cult favorites. Seats.aero, people love it. And I will say what I like about it. We'll talk about the positives and the negatives. First, for free, right? We're free and budget friendly over here. Their free version, you can use it for free. They do have a free version, but you can only search travel within 60 days. So if you are looking to, you know, get your family next summer somewhere that's more than 60 days out, you need their pro membership. And the pro membership is about $9.99 a month. You can pay for it yearly. It's $99.99 a year. That allows you to search for a whole year out. Now, both the free and the pro versions allow you to set alerts for flights and hotel availability, which is really cool. But the pro version has more advanced features, okay? With there, you can set alerts actually in both versions, but the pro version is just more sophisticated in the alerts that you can set. You can view seat maps. It actually gives you access, full access to rooms.aero, which is a tool for looking for hotel award availability. But who really needs pro? This is for the really frequent travelers. If you're only planning, you know, one or two trips a year, which is very reasonable for a lot of everyday normal families who aren't traveling all the time, you may not need the pro version. It might not be right for you, but it could be worth it. I could see for a month or two, if you have a big trip in mind, do searches for a month or two, pay for the paid version till you get your flight, and then cut it off. If you're not going to fly again anytime soon, you don't need to pay for the whole year version. Thankfully, that monthly option could be really helpful for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is one of the reasons that I go back to Poinsettia for beginners specifically, because you can be looking through the full calendar on the free version versus just the 60 days out with Seats.aero. So it's a great preliminary option, I think. But Seats.aero is far more advanced and has, as you mentioned, especially in the pro version, a lot of great things to take advantage of.
Visually, I will say I prefer Seats.aero. I like that it's very very clean. It lists options in just little tiny lines, almost like you're looking at a spreadsheet. So it's not cluttered visually to me. So I think I see the appeal of like, it's straight to the point. It's all business. Okay. We're not daydream exploring over on Seats.Aero, although you are. People use it for a lot of exploring searches, but I don't know. I think I like the clean look of Seats.Aero a lot. And I definitely like Rooms.Aero for hotels.
I think that's funny because I think I enjoy the pointy aesthetic. I think the chaos is like matches what happens inside my brain. It really hits my dopamine center. I do hate the ads though. They have really increased their ad pop-ups and that is a little bit annoying.
And keep in mind, even though the free version of Seats.Aero only searches 60 days out, a lot of business class award availability comes available very close to flight. So within a month of a flight happening, sometimes that's when there is the best business class award availability. And so you can see that with the free version. Yes, when you're planning a trip for a family and maybe you're trying to score, you know, 4 or 5 business class seats, you want to book as soon as the calendar opens for whatever airline. You know, you need to be looking a year in advance, basically. But if you're going somewhere kind of last minute or you want to hold out for that business class availability, thankfully you don't need more than 60 days out for searching. So if Seats.Aero is something you want to look into, you can try the free version out. If you want to try the pro version, we are going to have a link in our show notes. We would very much appreciate. We earn a little commission from links like that. So if you want to give the pro version a try, we'll drop the link in our show notes.
I do just want to tack on a note here. Please, 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 please do not transfer your points until you have cross-checked this information. You need to make sure that it is not phantom award availability because that is a thing that happens. You also need to make sure it's the most accurate information because there can be lag times on the search tools. You need to make sure it hasn't sold out since you've seen that redemption option. Okay, if you see that there's this awesome Air France redemption, business class, super cheap, don't just run transfer your points to Flying Blue, okay? I'm going to need you to go over to the website and look for the exact date, exact time, exact route, and make sure it's there for the redemption that it was supposed to be there for. Now, this is one of the differences between Seats.Aero and Points, yeah, is that Seats.Aero is supposedly a more live search.
Yeah, set alerts, guys, especially if you're doing Seats.Aero. Take advantage of the alerts. And as soon as you see the alert come through for whatever flight you're hoping to book, act fast, guys. Mm-hmm. Act fast because other people are also looking and things do disappear quickly.
Yep. Yes, they do.
Okay, on the hotel side of things, we mentioned Rooms.Aero. That's a great resource. Go check that one out, similar to Seats.Aero. Specifically for our Amex Platinum friends out there, you have a credit for Amex Fine Hotels and Resorts where you get $300 January through June, you get $300 July through December. That's $600 that you can book some pretty amazing hotels, but it can be hard to figure out where you can get the most value because a lot of these fine hotels and resorts are very expensive. And if you are like us, more budget travel folks, I'm trying to find the hotel that costs as close to $300 as possible to use that $300 credit. I do not want to go over by much. So a website called maxfhr.com, it's like Max Fine Hotels and Resorts, maximizing that benefits, I think is where the concept came from. Maxfhr.com. It's a great way to view options quickly and in one place, a lot easier than searching through Amex Travel. I will say the rates don't appear to be right a lot of time in my experience, but it does help with searching and figuring out what's in the ballpark of the $300 credit. So use that tool if you are an Amex Platinum person and you are trying to use your credit wisely. It's a good resource for you.
Absolutely. One last tool that we want to give you for the beginning of your journey where you're really going to be leaning on these search award tools. We also want to pair that with a tool that helps keep you organized because this can be a lot. There can be a lot of things constantly to stay on top of, credits on your cards, annual fees, offers. And our favorite tool for all of these kinds of things is called card pointers. Now, if you've been around for a while, you have heard us talk about card pointers. We love it. If you are new, this is an app that, by the way, has ranked as the app of the day on Apple multiple times. And it's for a really good reason. It is such an incredible app to help you in the Points and Miles hobby. We both have it and use it all the time. And I just feel like I can't say enough good things about them.
Yeah, I love that on card pointers. Right at the beginning, when you sign up for card pointers, you will input all of your travel credit cards that you have. You will say when you got them so that it can remind you of annual fees. So it can tell you, I love on the front, it gives you a summary. It's like, okay, here's how many annual fees that you have. Here's the value with all of the benefits that your cards offer. Here's the value that you actually can get out of these cards. Then it has nearby pointers, they call it, which shows you all of the places around you where you live, where you're going all the time, that you could be maximizing a card benefit, that you could be using an offer that's tied to one of your credit cards, helping you, you know, earn cash back that covers those annual fees and helps you get a ton of value out of your cards. It tells you expiring credit card offers that you have so you don't miss out on them. I really have been appreciative of the card renewals, kind of keeping that on my mind. When do I have an annual fee popping up soon? Have I used all of the offers and all the benefits of that card to really get value from it? Or is it time for me to cut ties with that card or downgrade that card?
Yeah, my favorite part of card pointers, besides the fact that it auto adds offers for you, which is just absolutely incredible, I love the offers page where it helps me remember all of my card offers, such as, okay, Chase Sapphire, we've got the $50 hotel credit. I've got early bird check-ins on my Southwest card. I've got Instacart credits, DoorDash credits, dining credits, Dunkin' credits, Resy credits. Like, I can't keep up with all of these things. And if you don't use them, you lose them. And these kinds of perks that come with your card are what helps you offset the annual fee and get maximum value. And so the fact that I just have a page that lists these, where when I use them, I can just check them off and I know that it's been used, is so incredibly helpful to me.
Yeah, whether you are brand new to award travel, you're just getting into it, if so, please start with an organizational tool like this so that you are getting off on the right foot from the beginning. But even if you have been in this game for a long time, sometimes you think you can do it at first, and then the further you get into it, you realize, okay, now I have 25 credit cards, and I can't keep all this straight. And so card pointers really comes into play. So we will drop a link in our show notes if you want to check out card pointers. Our link will always have the best possible deal that is out there, so we can guarantee you that. So click on that link. It helps our show out, and it will help keep you organized and earn more back from all of the deals and offers. It saves you money. It pays for itself very quickly. Mm-hmm. We both know that to be true.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited for you to give it a try. And of course, while you are coming along on this journey with us, we hope that we will see you in our Facebook group. There's a link in the show notes for that. Join us on our Instagrams. And of course, as always, if you have enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a rating and review. That helps us grow. It helps us share the love with more people. And we love reading your sweet reviews. They really mean a lot to us.
Okay, guys, we will see you next time.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope you learned something new and feel inspired to plan your next trip.
Remember, we're travelers sharing our experiences, not financial advisors. So always do your own research and make informed decisions.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, subscribe, and follow so you never miss a Points and Miles tip.
We'll see you next time on Wonderland on Points.